You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And it's 8:05 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Kirby in for John on this Tuesday. Yep, been all week. He's out, and I'll be here to keep you company. I'm kind of used to this. Although I've got to say, it has been a couple of years since I've had to get up this early on a more or less regular basis, and it's a little tougher than it used to be. But I made it. I didn't get lost on my way to work like Terry Francona, the Cleveland Indian manager, got lost yesterday walking to the stadium from his apartment. He's the new manager of the Cleveland Indians, and he has a place like two or three blocks away, and he was going to walk to the stadium. Yeah, two or three blocks away, and he got lost. Don't forget, we have a poll going on at KVI 570 or 570 KVI, our Facebook page, on who you find the better-looking attorney general. The president said that Kamala Harris of California was the best-looking attorney general in the country. He had to apologize for that, and which I thought was silly, but nevertheless, he said that. I think Pam Bondi of Florida is a better-looking attorney general. So we want you to go to the Facebook page, take the poll.
And I think Rob McKenna.
You think Rob McKenna? Well, I think you can put Rob McKenna up there. Absolutely. I think that's fair. We'll have a third category, Rob McKenna. Best-looking ex-attorney general. That's right. We'll put him up there. That's fine. Vote for who you want, but you can vote for either Obama's choice, my choice, or say it doesn't really make that much difference. There are more important things to talk about, which there are. And we're going to do that. The cancellation of the Blue Angels. You heard Marina at the top of the hour. The Blue Angels aren't coming for Seafair because of government spending cuts. My friends, can we take a deep breath for a moment? When you look at how much money the government's, that's around, I think, $3.5 a year. And this sequester cut, I think, $44 this year and $88 next year. That's nothing. That is nothing. It's like 3% of the budget. The Blue Angels are not wasteful spending. The Blue Angels serve a purpose. It's a very important purpose. I would suggest there's a lot more fat to be cut out there. But this is what government does. It's why the tours of the White House got canceled. Because they're going to cancel stuff that impacts people. They're going to cancel stuff that makes you feel the pain so they don't have to. We have to cut government spending. We have to. This country has a spending problem. We spend more than we take in. We have to learn to live within our means. And we've been living outside our means for a long time. We have to learn to live within our means. Both parties have been doing it. There are no angels in this fight. But we have to come to the realization that this government and this country can't just spend, 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 spend. And spending is not the way to prosperity. Reckless, unlimited spending will not lead to prosperity. It will lead to impoverishment. So what the government will do to convince you that we really, there's no fat or waste in government to cut, they cut stuff that impacts people. The Blue Angels, I would hazard a guess that during the course of their tour around the country, they're seen by millions. They're enjoyed by millions. And except for a couple of old, stuffy, really radical left-wingers in this town who complain and bitch and moan and groan every time the Angels come, people love the Angels. The one year that they weren't here, and I don't remember all the details, but there was one year they weren't here, and I think it had to do with political correctness and people in Seafair in the city. Ah, we can't have these symbols of militarism flying the skies and making noise and scaring our pets. The year they didn't have it, there was no one at the races. No one came to pay outrageous prices inside the fence for concessions and to get in. And all of a sudden they changed their minds. Oh, we're going to have them next year. And the people in the Obama administration know how much the Angels are appreciated and liked and viewed. And they're cutting the Angels to make you feel the pain. So the average American will say, oh my, I didn't realize that we're living so frugally that we have to cut the Blue Angels if we're going to cut military spending. No, you don't. There's a lot of stuff to cut. But we cut that. White House tours. White House tours enjoyed by thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. Whole communities get their schools together for field trips and contact the White House way in advance, say, hey, we're going to be there on this day. Can we get a tour? They go through the congressional office or through the White House, and they take kids in to see the People's House, to see where the president lives, to see the nerve center of our government. But no, we can't have that. There's no waste to cut in government, so we're going to cut the White House tours and leave a lot of school kids out in the cold. Sorry. Those evil, mean, vicious Republicans want to cut government spending, and that means you can't tour the White House, and it means you can't see the Blue Angels. This is a game. It's called the Washington Monument Syndrome, that when you have to cut spending, you cut what is popular or what will be felt by people. So they feel the pain with you, and they'll rise up and demand, no, we need the Angels. We need White House tours. Don't cut spending and put pressure on those evil, vicious, nasty Republicans to restore the spending and end the sequester. I hope it doesn't work. I hope it doesn't work. There are serious decisions to be made over the next couple of years about where we go and what we spend on. And we spend too much. We have to cut that spending. It's not the Blue Angels. It's not White House tours. It's subsidies to inefficient economic units like solar power plants and windmills. It's subsidies to companies like Solyndra and Fisker that we can cut. I would be willing to bet, if you look at the money that was sunk into Solyndra and you look at the tax credit we give rich people to buy fancy hybrids and electric cars, because even with the subsidies, only the rich can afford those cars, you take that away, we'll have more than enough money to keep the White House tours open and the Blue Angels flying. It's all about priorities.
And don't forget about the fireworks show.
Oh, and then the fireworks show. Yeah. Well, the fireworks show, you notice that when the sponsor backed out, they raised enough money last year to have the fireworks show.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Who's going to step up now and try to save the Blue Angels?
See, I don't know that. There's a difference, though, Brittany, between the fireworks display, which is privately funded,
local,
and the Blue Angels, which are funded by the U.S. military,
right. And
have a national tour. And so, you know, they're here on the weekends between, they're like in Portland and Boise. They're out every weekend doing air shows. I don't know if it can be done. Now, the government can refuse to send them out unless they roll back these spending cuts, but the spending cuts aren't causing it. It's the government's choice where to spend this money and what to cut. And I promise there's a lot more to cut than just Blue Angels and White House tours. They're doing that so that folks like you say, I love the Angels. We have to do something about this. And you put pressure on Congress to restore the cuts. You know, they back when Reagan was president, they made some minor cuts to the parks budget, the national parks budget, because they were trying to cut everything. They just said, we need to cut spending. So I went to Gettysburg and took a tour, and the parking ranger at the end of the tour says, oh, by the way, we could have given you a better tour, and you could have seen better facilities, but they cut our budget. So call your congressman and tell him to restore the money. Excuse me? That's not the job of a park ranger. Government feeds on this, and they need the money. They need the attention. So I just hope we don't fall for it. I love the Blue Angels, but I love my kids' future even more. And we can't let the government win in this game of making these phony cuts and making you feel the price, hoping that you'll decide we shouldn't cut at all. If you have some thoughts on the Blue Angels, 206-421-5757 or 1-888-312-5757. Do we bring them back? Do we cave in? Do we end the sequester and restore the money so we can see the Angels? Do you like the Angels? Do you hate the Angels? Some of you out there hate them. I'm amazed at some of the calls and letters I read from some of you, of course it is Seattle, which is pretty liberal, who simply hate the Angels. Right? What is there to hate? I love the Blue Angels, and Seafair will not be Seafair without the Blue Angels. But that's President Obama's decision, not the Republicans in Congress. 206-421-5757 to 1-888-312-5757. It's coming up on 8:16. Kirby in for John on Talk Radio 570 KVI. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Free speech heard here. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Coming up on 821 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you all so much for tuning in. By the way, we're going to talk after the bottom of the hour, the story out of Indiana of a homeless man who won the lottery, but he's going to stay in his tent. He doesn't want to improve his life. He doesn't want to move up. He's happy living homeless, and he's going to give some money to his friends. He's going to buy a new tent, buy some food, and he's staying where he is. We'll talk about that. Right now, though, we're talking about the decision of the federal government, the Department of the Navy, I assume, to halt the Blue Angels tour of the country this summer. No more air show performances because of the spending cuts. I happen to think the Blue Angels are a positive thing. I love them. I cannot imagine the skill that is required for these men to do what they do. They are the best of the best. To fly in formation or perform these intricate maneuvers 6 inches away from each other in a jet that's capable of probably Mach 2.5 with afterburners. And just, it's incredible how they master this technology and what they can do to keep you and I entertained. So they go, ooh, and ah. And, you know, the Thunderbirds of the Air Force team, the Blue Angels Navy, we did a KVI back in the old days. Did an appearance at the Payne Field Air Show. I remember we did this and back when they had the air shows at Payne Field. And I can't remember if it was the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels, but we got the booth at Ground Zero. Okay, they had all these tents along the runway, and then they had it roped off and the public got to sit out there. But we had this tent, and I think we had like 20 guests and a catered lunch, that kind of thing. We just sat there and watched. We were at Ground Zero. They were doing this stuff right over our heads. It was totally incredible. And I am amazed by the skill and the talent that these men show, how they've mastered their machines, mastered the art of being an aviator, and what they can do. And I think it's a great positive tool for American militarism, as some of you lefties out there would call it, American imperialism. You bet. It's a great show. And I've got to believe there are kids out there saying, I want to do that when I grow up. Oh, I want to be that good. I want to be able to do that. That looks so cool. And it's better than any video game, I promise you. And it's just this idea that we're going to cut it off because the quests are silly. 206-421-5757, 1-888-312-5757. Kenny in Shoreline, welcome to KVI. How are you, Kenny?
I'm good. It's kind of like a deja vu morning.
Isn't it?
Sitting here getting mad at what's on the web and listening to you on the radio.
Is it? Yeah, just like the old days.
Yeah, been a while.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to this Blue Angel thing, and this is typical of kind of nonsense that the leftists pull. But, you know, I think that we really need to learn from them and take things like this and turn them into, you know, propaganda. And honest propaganda, as opposed to what they do. But you know, one of the problems Republicans have is they something like this happens, they make the few observations about it, you know, that and I think we should be juxtaposing Obama's lavish entertainment and travel expenses of taxpayer money spent on himself as opposed to this. And just keep it up, you know.
Right.
You're sitting there looking at an empty sky, and Obama's looking at a full house of Hollywood entertainers tonight, and mock him. And frankly, it's time to stop being respectful for these people who behave in such contemptuous ways, in such cynical and craven fashion as Obama does. You know, it's he deserves some vicious mockery on this kind of stuff, and I just don't see it coming from the party. You know,
yeah, no, I think it's fair. Somebody should. There are people in the media that should go after him in the same way that people in the media go after the right on other things. There should be people pursuing this, comparing the money spent on his lavish parties and vacations compared to what it cost to put the Blue Angels up and all this other stuff. And it's just absurd. They do this all the time, and most administrations do it. When cuts come, they cut stuff the public sees and feels and wants.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Most of us wouldn't see the cuts that have to be made, the cuts that can be made, the cuts that should be made would not affect Kenny and Kirby very much.
Oh, no. The duplicative, federal agencies. I just read something about the wind power program.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like 54 agencies or something, and the people doing the wind power nonsense are collecting multiple grants and subsidies. And simply put, if you have to subsidize something, you're subsidizing it because it's not worth doing otherwise.
That's right.
And essentially, the cost of anything, to some extent, reflects the energy it takes to create it. You know, whether it's steel or a car, I mean, it's ultimately producing the production of the raw materials and everything else requires energy. And if you're subsidizing an energy source, essentially what you're doing is burning more fossil fuels so you can generate wind power.
Yeah.
These people turn common sense on its head.
Yes, they do.
But they need to be mocked. You know, they say this stuff, and then the Republicans make a polite, correct, and accurate response that shows that it's completely wrong. But the next day, they're still advancing the same bogus argument, and the Republicans seem to think, oh, well, we've dealt with that. You know, stuff like Obama's spending on himself needs to be hammered continually, so it becomes a part of the public consciousness, as do some of the other nonsense the Democrats have put out that people just believe without thinking, you know, that, for instance, like right. All our problems is the rich are keeping too much money for themselves.
Right. Okay, yeah. No, I agree. Kenny, listen, thanks. I got
to
run. I got a couple more calls I got
to
take. Same here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Do it again. Doug in West Seattle, welcome to KVI.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Kirby, I'm wondering if maybe Michelle might be able to get some more points and maybe another cover or something on one of the magazines if she gave up one of her vacations so that we could have our airplane.
Michelle saves the Blue Angels.
Oh, yes. I mean, can you imagine the notoriety she'd get here with the anti-gunners and the noise haters?
That's right. I mean, she is moving to the center to get conservative votes if she runs for president, making a concession to the right because... After all, by the time she sends the kids to the Bahamas and then skiing, and she goes on her separate vacation with her friends while Barack goes over here, I mean, this is a lot of money. And
it's just a few pennies. It's just a small pittance.
Well, it is, but it would be enough to save the Blue Angels, I suspect.
You bet.
But we shouldn't expect that because, after all, she's not proud of her country. I know, but this is what they do. They cut the stuff that impacts you and me, and that's visible. Saying, "Oh, we just don't have any money." They have a ton of money out there, my friend.
Hide the vacations.
Yep, that's right. Hey, listen, thanks. I appreciate it.
You bet.